Down. So that nigger man didn't believe that water. He saw that steam coming up off of him. He didn't believe it was hot, so he stuck his fingers in it.
I guess you got
it. He was Richard. He was a real good nigger, just as good as his mother was a seamstress here in town who made clothes for practically, well, everybody in Selma practically. She gave all the work she could do. And she was one of Aunt Mamie's competitors. But that was really an educational trip. There were six boys who went with us on that trip. And we went on into, let's see, that time, we went into San Francisco. And Annabelle and I were going, the way our dresses, we'd been wearing knickers and boots, which you really needed, as cold as it was. When we went in Yellowstone Park, they had to pull the car into the entrance. And the snow was still, there was still so much snow in Yellowstone that we didn't lay eyes on a single bear. The whole time we were in Yellowstone Park, they were still in hibernation. Late June. And they had just opened the park up the week before, something like that. Anyway, we had a good time talking to the rangers in there. We made the circle in Yellowstone. Have you ever been out there? But it's gorgeous. But it's not as pretty as it used to be. When we went back through out there in 1932, 4 years later, the color wasn't there. Those Mammoth Falls were just gray. The water had cooled just a few degrees, and that removed the color. But it was the first time we saw it. I don't know whether the colors ever come back out there or not. I have a friend whose grandson acted as manager of the hotel at the big guys out there. What is it? Old Faithful. The Old Faithful Hotel. He was manager of summer full last. And the first time the Mississippi Queen, have you heard about that boat, the new big boat that they have on the river going out of New Orleans? Donahue had programs on it 5 days 1 week. He interviewed what's the man's name?
Oh, Larry.
He interviewed one morning on there. And this boy made the maiden trip. He's on job on the boat. He's a Princeton, he's a Yale graduate, I believe. And he's worked out of Yellowstone a good bit. And then he was on that boat. And he was back out at Yellowstone. Those says he's been on, I don't know, I get mixed up. But anyway, we went on to see, we went to San Francisco, and then we went on down the coast to Los Angeles. But it was so cold, we thought we were going to put on dresses when we got to San Francisco. It was so cold there, the women had on fur coats on the street that we saw.
Did you ride
those? Early in July.
Did you ride those things or what?
No, we didn't ride in it. We did. We rode that car in San Francisco, that streetcar that goes up the hill. Yeah, we rode it.
Yep.
And we went to the down there where they had the Fisherman's Wharf or whatever it was. We went on around there. We stayed in San Francisco. We had cabins out at our tourist camp. The only modern tourist court we stayed in, well, the first modern tourist court I stayed in was in Salt Lake City. I don't remember that was in 32. Then Jack Jackson, his brother-in-law, started to get up a trip to take some boys to the Olympic Games in Los Angeles in 32, and he didn't get the boys up, so he took me and another teacher and two boys, and we went in one car. And we went through Yellowstone then, and that's when the color was all gone. But that time we went to Yosemite, and